Hi, I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm excited to introduce you to some of the main players in the Christmas story in this Abide presentation of the voices of the Nativity. Together, we will experience the joy and the wonder of Christ's advent here on earth as we hear from some familiar and maybe not so familiar figures as they witness that glorious event of more than 2,000 years ago.
Hey, what do you think they're gonna feed us tonight, huh? Hey, Jerry.
That's Jeremiah to you.
Jeremiah,
my young donkey,
yeah.
You forget your place.
I didn't forget my place. I'm right here in Bethlehem, in a cozy little cave. I mean, why are we here anyway? We don't usually stop in Bethlehem. So many people. What do you think's going on?
Don't you ever listen to what's going on around you?
Oh, hey.
The master has been talking about it for weeks. The family had to come here to be counted by the great King Caesar.
Well, what?
Everyone whose family is from Bethlehem has to come here for the census.
Wait. Caesar? You mean Caesar is here? We're going to get to see him?
Well, of course not. No king would ever think of coming to this tiny little town. Even if it was the birthplace of King David, keep in mind, he wasn't a king when he lived here, just a lowly shepherd. No one even paid any attention to him, even if he did become Israel's greatest king. But I digress. Caesar will certainly not come here. Kings don't visit stables.
Oh, stinkers. I always wanted to see a king. Hey, Jerry, have you ever seen a king?
Once, before you came along, while the master and I were walking to the market, we saw a large group of soldiers push their way through the crowd. They seemed to be guarding someone, but I couldn't see who it was. I'm certain he was important. They wouldn't have had all those guards around. Important people always have a security detail around them.
Ah, security detail.
Yes.
But why?
Well, there are always rebels and rabble-rousers who would want to harm them. So the Roman guards are on high alert.
Ah, yuck. Romans. Ugh.
Watch your mouth, donkey. You could get yourself in big trouble saying things like that.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? The Romans, they're in charge here. You question their authority, you won't be around for long.
Come on.
Why is this manger still empty? What does a horse have to do to get some hay around here?
What does a donkey have to go to get some hay around here?
Looks like someone is finally coming to give us a meal. Make way for Artemis.
Wait, about time. Oh,
they need to get to the manger.
Right.
Over there.
Wow.
Place for you here.
Go
over to the straw here.
What's going on? Jerry, what's going on? Who are these people? What's happening to that lady?
Oh, I don't know. But they must have been desperate to come in here with us.
No kidding.
The inn. The inn must be full. A lot of people in town. You know.
Jerry. I think that lady is having a baby.
Yes, I see.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
Almost there.
That would be a first.
I know.
Hush.
Shh. Mom, make some noise.
You've done it. I've got him. Our Savior is born.
What, Jerry? Did that man just say our Savior is born? What did he mean by that?
Whoa.
Is it morning already or something? Because there's a really bright light outside.
I know a baby was born, but something is different.
You can say that again.
Oh. Hello there.
Hi. Hey, those guys shouldn't be coming in here, should they?
Shepherds, they're shepherds.
Look, all dirty and smelly. What they seen is a new baby in here? Did they just say something about an angel?
May we hold the baby? Oh, thank you.
Oh, now, she's letting that guy hold the baby. Jerry, what's happened? Why are the shepherds kneeling down like that?
Barnabas, you remember what I said about a king never coming to this place?
Yeah, what about it?
I was wrong.
Revelation 5:13. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.
Thank you for joining in Abide's Voices of the Nativity. May you truly know Jesus, Yeshua, as the Messiah this Christmas, the Son of God, the light of humanity. Come, all of you faithful, come adore him. Until the next time, may you abide in Christ.